Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to pull over and stretch my legs.
I think he was supposed to keep left there.
Hmm? What is this place?
The other side of the rest stop.
Bundles as far as the eye can see.
If you're looking for a first mate, I know a guy. Me, I'm the guy.
Is this Oak?
Four types of jerky. This is where I live now.
You could save a ton with Progressive by bundling your boat or RV with your home and auto.
Hey, guys! Free bags! They're just giving...
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, everyone. You're now on with Sister Bessie the Truther and Sister Bessie's Front Porch out of Lagos, Nigeria, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment, also Blog Talk Radio. You may dial 516-453-9133 to listen. Press 1 if you would like to conversate with me. The title of my show tonight is, oh my God, I missed. Excuse me, I'm sorry. The title of my show is Operation Warp Speed, Mind F-U-C-K. You danced, and soon you'll be crying. You've been played. There was a judge that said, what if it's dangerous to be right when your government is wrong? I would like to say the poem that I have made for this evening, the poem is called Rage. When you continue to see death before your eyes, the heart dies. We people of color scream and holler to be treated right. But in this system, those rights are continuously out of sight. Marching, they say, peacefully. Where has it got us? Into nothingness. And they tell us to vote. To me, it's a scam joke. As we look on the news and see more gun smoke, who are we to trust when our youth are running into a jail bust? Many can't understand the rage. With knowledge of the past, you can see this is what's been happening for decades. As many can see, it's a continuous rash like the whiplash. The blood cried up, can you, your heart, can you hear? It's like the sound of a trump. Hold still and look above, cause the Most High got you like a hand glove. Know this, the darkness is after your heart, your soul, and your spirit to ruin it. Your reward is to love and care, and not to be in despair. Reach for wisdom to help calm some. You will be the glue to the numb. Still let justice and freedom be that voice drum. The world is in a spiritual war. Know this, that your ancestors are not far. Call on them and they will come. This you must do. To ease the rage, to turn life's page. This is your destiny, to triumph on this world stage to honor in peace, not rage. All right, my first quote for this evening, dealing with my subject, is a quote that was done in 1938. At the time, this person, he was the head of music section of the radio research project for Tavistock College, studies mind control methods. Theodore Ardina wrote in his work, Negative Dialects, that listeners to radio music programs fluctuate between comprehensive forgetting and sudden drives into recognition. They listen automatically and disassociate what they hear. They are not childlike, but they are childish. Their primavision is not that of the underdeveloped, of the forcibly retarded. This was also said, I know the secret of making the average American believe anything I want them to. Just by me controlling television, you put something on television and it becomes real reality. If the world outside the TV set contradicts the images, people start trying to change the world to make it like the TV set images. Said by Hal Eschwartz, consultant to the Future Group. That was stated in 1938. Also, I want to tell you about universal mind control. And what consists of universal mind control? Number one, I've talked about this before, MK Ultra. This was used some years ago for them to learn how to control your mind. Monarch Project Superman. This project was also used to study the mind and how to control it. Psychotronics, ELF microwave. This is what is being done now in many homes with the 5G. Virtual experience entrapment. So the view that you have on your eyes, the subliminal messages that's underneath the virtual look you are looking at. Psychogenesis, to psych out the mind. Sublimnastics. As we know, in many ads today are subliminal messages. And years ago, they were putting subliminal messages in the children's cartoons, such as sex organs, such as words dealing with sex, and many other things that they did in children's cartoons. Neuromapping, the mapping of the mind to tell where your thoughts are, to read your mind, psyops and diops. EMF weaponry. As we know, something like this was done in China. There were people that got attacked by this EMF, sonic sound, their nose started bleeding, animals were affected. You may go on the internet and search for that incident. Chemtrails. As we know, we've been knowing about chemtrails for a very long time because they have been spraying the skies for a very long time. What if they have been spraying us with the virus? Do we know that? And also, mind control consists of the drugs that we take. All right, I'm going to get to my subject. I have I just want to honor the lecturers that came before me. I'm going to mention a few. Phil Valentine, Bobby Hemmett, Malcolm X, Khalid Muhammad, Steve Coakley, Francis Wilson. I honor them in my soul and spirit because many of them came before and tried to tell us about the environment that we're living in, but many of us didn't listen. You may go and try to get some of these lecturers at blackandnobel.com. You can find out a lot of things that they tried to warn us about many years ago, and many of the lecturers are still warning you now. So those are my favorite lecturers that I've experienced studying by, and also the books that I've used to study. So I honor all the lecturers. I honor all of those that came before and that are deceased now. I honor them in my heart and my spirit. Getting to my subject, the plans have been put in place for many years of what is going on today. I have a list called the Secret Covenant. I want you to pay attention, world, that many things that are going on today has been planned. And as I talk to you about what I found out, I hope you can open up your hearts and think about what I'm saying to you. The Secret Covenant. Now, this Secret Covenant had over 70 things that they had decided for mankind. So I'm going to reveal to you as many of them as I can. Number one, an illusion. It will be so large it will escape their perception. Number two, those who will see it will be thought of as insane. Number three, we will create separate fronts so to prevent them from seeing the connection between us. Number four, we will behave as if we are not connected to keep the illusion alive. Our goal will be to accomplish one group at a time so as to never bring suspicion upon ourselves. This will also prevent them from seeing the changes as they occur. Remember when I spoke to you? We're all looking at the television and the media. But what's going on behind the things that they are orchestrating in this world? We will behave as if we are not connected to keep the illusion alive. Our goal will be to accomplish one group at a time so as to never bring suspicion upon ourselves. This will also prevent them from seeing the changes as they occur. So we will always stand above the relative field of their experience, for we know the secrets of the absolute truth. We will work together always and will remain bound by blood. Secrecy and death will come to he who speaks. We will keep their lifespans short and their minds weak while pretending to do the opposite. We will use our knowledge of science and technology in subtle ways so they will never see what is happening. We will use soft metals, aging accelerants, and sedatives in food and water and also the air. They will be blanketed by poison everywhere they turn. Number 11, the soft medicines, metals, will cause them to lose their minds. We will promise to find a cure from our many fronts, yet we will feed them more poison. The poison will be absorbed through their skin and mouths. They will destroy their minds and reproductive systems. Isn't this what's going on now? There's a low ratio of children birth. Isn't there poison in the skies and the things that we're eating? From all of this, their children will be born dead. We will conceal this in information. The poison will be hidden in everything around them, in what they eat, breathe, and wear. I told you recently about them putting the chip in the materials of the clothes that are coming out. Think about it. You go to the store and you buy something. You start scratching and itching. You don't know why you get sick because you done bought some new material that they done put poison in. That's why I shop at thrift shops. Number 15, we must be ingenious in dispensing the poison, for they can see far. They know you can see what's going on, but they manipulate your minds to try for you not to see them things that is going on, that you've been lied to, that you're being manipulated. They know you can see. Number 16, we will teach them that the poisons are good with fun images and musical tones. Oh, wow. I just saw a commercial with the people dancing on it. I mean, they're so happy about this new medication that they're revealing to the masses. They were dancing. Number 17, those they look up to will help. We will enlist them to push our poison. Number 18, they will see our products in film and will grow accustomed to them and will never know their true effect. Listen well, world. Listen well. Number 20, we will start early, and when their minds are young, we will target their children with what children love the most, sweet things. When their teeth decay, we will fit their teeth with mercury that will kill their minds. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't that happen? That they were putting mercury in the teeth and people were getting sick? So this did happen. I'm going to continue. This is one reason why I'm both loved and hated. Because of the things that I revealed to the world for you to be awakened, to understand the system that we are now living in. When I tell you, I spoke to you for 2 years, and told you everything, what was going to happen. Many didn't listen. They said, oh, this lady, this old lady is crazy. She don't know what she's talking about. I'm revealing to you what was in my heart, what was shown to me. Number 22, when their ability to learn has been affected, we will create medicine that will maim them, sicken, and cause another disease for which we will create more medicine. We will render them docile and weak before our power. Number 24, they will grow depressed, slow, and obese. And when they come to us for help, we will give them more poison. We will focus their attention towards money and material goods so they may never connect with their inner self. We will distract them with fornication, external pleasures, and gains so they may never be one with the ones of it all. Their minds will belong to us, and they will do as we say. If they refuse, we shall find ways to implement new technology into their lives. We will use as a weapon. Did you hear that? That's why every year we got new technology. I'm going to repeat that. Their minds will belong to us, and they will do as we say. If they refuse, we shall find ways to implement new technology into their lives. We will use fear as a weapon. Right now, the world is in fear because of the disease. The world is suffering from a calculated thing that has been put in place all the long. And they tell you to vote. And this is what has been plotted for a long time. And you think these politicians don't know? And they don't want anyone else to speak the truth. Because if you speak the truth, they want to take you out. They send their soldiers to surround you, to stop you from speaking. And you know this has been done throughout the decades where many of us or many of our ancestors tried to speak out, and they took them from the planet. Number 27. We will establish their governments and establish opposites within. We will own both sides. Let me repeat that. We will establish their governments and establish opposites within. We will own both sides. Number 28. We will always hide our objective, but carry out our plan. They will perform the labor for us, and we shall prosper from their toil. Our families will never mix with theirs. Our blood must be pure always, for it is the way. We will make them kill each other when it suits us. Let me repeat that. We will make them kill each other when it suits us. We will corrupt all aspects of their lives and tell them what to think and let them think they are guiding themselves. Wow. Yes, when you stood out line outside with that long line and vote and you're mailing in your votes and they gave you the mind that you really was doing something. But they said are really the ones that's controlling how you think. We will keep them separated from oneness by dogma and religion. Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. We got so many religions on this planet, and it's confusing. All of them say they serve the one God, but they bicker between themselves. As you can see, this was put in place to separate you because you are one. You are powerful in one thought. This is the reason why they gave you all these religions. And they gave you these religions to make you be distracted from them destroying your minds on the Creator, things that are right, and the things that are supposed to be done by organic law in your minds. Okay. We will corrupt all aspects of their lives and tell them what to think and let them think they are guiding themselves. We will format animosity between them through all factions. Wow. Did you notice that? When the Black Lives was out there, all the other, some other groups would come in and start havoc and fighting and shooting and all like this. Then you got the militia. Wow. We will format animosity between them through our factions. When a light shines among them, we shall extinguish it by ridicule, the word ridicule, or death, which ever suits us. Oh, my goodness. They telling you right there. When a light shines among them, we shall extinguish it by ritual death, whichever suits us. Brother O, do we have a caller?
Yes, you do. Call number one, you're on line right now with Sister Bessie and the Front Porch right here at ONE Syndicated.
Good evening, it's Lena Blue.
Hi.
Hi, Sister Bessie.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
I was calling. I had to call in because you said a mouthful tonight. Okay? You said a mouthful. The first thing that came to my mind is you talking about the chemicals and poisons that we consume. I thought about our black hair, you know, our hair where we went, you know, for most part, most black American women have, and even all over the world, even as far as Africa, have permed their hair and have
mm-hmm.
put those carcinogenic chemicals into their hair, which get through their skin, which you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one way it gets into our body, our bloodstream, and poisons us, in addition to
yeah.
food and water. So you're 100% right. I totally am with you. And then you talked about how we are so divided by our religion. I'm this, I'm that, religious wars, persecution, like on and on. Like you're just, I just had to say that you know, you're 100% right on that, and I'm with you. Because
yes.
And we need you out here. I thank you so much for bringing this information to the masses, because we need to hear this. We need to know this. And I
yes.
just believe in that.
Thank you, my dear. This is a list that they had wrote for themselves. So that's one reason why I'm bringing it to the forefront, because a lot of times we don't see actually the enemy before our eyes.
Yeah.
And that's why I am doing this. And I thank you, and I love you dearly. And thank you so much for your support, my dear.
And thank you so much. And, you know, I always say to my friends that, you know, our parents who survived, you know, religion and different things, cultures, you know, cultural practices handed down. And I said, now it is our time to thrive. So I thank you
yes.
for being a part of that.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. All right. Be blessed.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Brother O, do we have anyone else?
Not at this time. Bessie, continue.
Okay. I will continue. I'm on number 36. That hate will blind them totally. And never shall they see conflicts. We emerge as the rulers. They will be busy killing each other. Oh, man, let me repeat that. The hate will blind them totally. And never shall they see conflicts. We emerge as their rulers. They will be busy killing each other. Oh, please, people, marinate on that. The world, marinate on that. The next one, they will bathe in their own blood and kill their neighbors for as long as we see fit. Ooh. Mm-mm-mm. Isn't that what's going on in the world? People not looking out with their neighbors in their neighborhood, going against each other. Oh, Lord, and please, going against those that speak truth. Your neighbors hating you because you trying to open their eyes and they want their eyes continuously closed. Mm-mm-mm. Number 38, we will benefit greatly from this, for they will not see us. For they cannot see us. So this is done in the secret. But a lot of things are being revealed out of the secret today. We will continue to prosper from their wars and their deaths. We shall repeat this over and over until our ultimate goal is accomplished. Wow. Didn't I tell you what their goal was with the Georgia Guidestone? Now, this is their list. We will continue to make them live in fear and anger through images and sounds. Oh, wow. Images and sounds, the shootings of black men on television, images and sounds. Think, my people around the world, think. Caller number two, welcome to Sister Bessie's Front Porch. Who am I speaking to?
Sister Bessie.
Hi, my brother.
How you doing?
Hi, Brother Terrence. How are you?
I'm doing great. So I see you at it again, trying to wake people up. It's a difficult job, but somebody has to do it, so it might as well be you. You know, I was listening to what you were saying, and I was thinking about a book that I read in the past called The Souls of Black Folk, and chapter 13, The Coming of John.
Mm-hmm.
And John was one of the slaves that, off of the plantation, he ended up getting sent to college. And
mm-hmm.
It was very interesting because he was, you know, he was happy-go-lucky, and he was oblivious to what was going on around him. And to him, life was good because it was all he knew. And I said, then he ended up going away. They sent him away. I mean, he was one of the favorites on the plantation, on the farm and everything. And he got along with, you know, the black slaves there and the white slave owners there and everything. He's one of the favorites. And then he was sent away to school. And when they sent him away into the rest of the world and he began to really study and to learn, all of a sudden, when he came back to the plantation, things looked different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he started trying to teach and educate, and all of a sudden, he found himself in trouble constantly. You know,
mm-hmm.
they had a church on the plantation, and he was like, you know, we don't need that. You know what I'm saying? Do we need to be more divided? When he came back, he could not stay out of trouble, and eventually, they had to kill him. Because he was talking things that were antithetical to oppression.
Mm-hmm.
It were antithetical to oppression. And, you know, the one thing about this network, when Brother O talks about saving lives and why this is so important, you know, we all have different hosts on here who are trying to do their part in helping to enlighten all of us and eventually the world to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to wake up, and we have different ways of doing it. So I really want to thank you for what you're saying. You know, you're the strong medicine that this network needs, and you help us to remain conscious. You know what I'm saying? You help us to become conscious, and it's so important. It's so important. And so I want to thank you, and I love you, Sister Bessie.
Thank you, my brother. Can you tell us when your show is on? And the date and the time?
I think it's the 24th of November. It's not this coming Tuesday. It's the following Tuesday, which is the day before Lena Blue makes her debut, by the way. And,
okay.
And my show is a Know Your Rights show, and I'll be on at 9:30.
All right. Thank you, my listeners.
So you go ahead and keep waking everybody up.
All right. Thank you so much, my brother. All right. I'm going to continue. I believe I may have been – I might repeat something, so I'm going to continue on with the list. We will benefit greatly from this, for they will not see us. For they cannot see us. We will continue to prosper from their wars and their deaths. We shall repeat this over and over until our ultimate goal is accomplished. We will continue to make them live in fear and anger through the images of sounds. We will use all the tools we have to accomplish this. The tools will be provided by their labor. Oh, they're gonna have you to make the things to destroy you. Do we remember that we had a lot of inventions, people of color, around the world? And today, these same inventions that we created is being used as weapons against us. We will make them hate themselves and their neighbors. We will always hide the divine truth from them that we are all one. This they must never know. Oh, wow. We are all one. And they don't want you to know that. That's why we are separated here and there with the things that they have placed before us. We are one. If a whole world become as one, they have a problem. If we, when they decided on the election, if nobody in America voted, do you know they will be running around with their head cut off? You understand what I'm saying? But we fell into the trap again. We were dancing in the street, hooping and hollering, and we forgot some things that were said by each about each candidate. You're being hoodwinked and bamboozled. Okay, 46. They must never know that color is an illusion. They must always think they are not equal. Oh, my. Man, when I read that one, I got chills on my spirit. They must never know that color is an illusion. They must always think they are not equal. All races on the planet, that they have separated us. Listen to that. Many races going around thinking, oh, I'm better than you. You're not equal to me. You know, I'm black. I'm white. I'm Chinese. I'm Indian. And all this old crap. They separated us through mind manipulation. World, can you see what they have done to us? Number 47, drop by drop, we will advance our goal. Number 48, we will take over their land, resources, and wealth, exercise total control over them and their children. In debt. As many of us know, some people get killed because of money. And when you go back and study, money, you know, the money ain't real. It's like monopoly money. It says debt. Every time we spend it, it's debt. The ultimate goal of these entities was to put you in debt. A debt slave. So the more debt that America acquires, who gonna pay back the debt? You. I know many of you don't like what I'm telling you, but I gotta tell you. Because you got people out there running around shooting people for a piece of paper that is really not worth anything. It's nothing backing it. We had a gold standard. We had a silver standard. Where is the gold that belonged to us? Think about it. Monopoly money. So when you go out there to kill somebody, know that their blood is on you because you killed them for a piece of paper that was not worth anything. Now listen to this. I just said they would take control of the resources, the wealth, and the land. I give you a good example of what happened in the Akuba land, better known as Africa, with the oil, with the diamonds, with the gold, and over here in America. Black people own 20 million acres of land. Now we barely own anything. Number 49. When they shall band together, we shall accuse them of crimes and give a different story to the world, for we shall own the media. I got to repeat that again. Instagram, Google, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok. Let me repeat that again. When they shall band together, we shall accuse them of crimes and give different stories to the world, for we shall own the media. So people like Snowden and some other whistleblowers, they accused them of crimes, didn't they? Peace and blessings. I have another caller. Caller number 3, may I have your name and where you're calling from?
Angela, I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Hi, my sweetheart. Like, how are you?
Like, literally today, I was watching a video of a lot of this stuff that you're talking about, like, for real, like, literally, like, I'm just sitting over here like, oh, my God. I had a conversation today with this lady from France, and the stuff that you were saying about religion and how they try to separate you with religion, man, this lady really broke down some things with me this morning, and we really talked, and she was like, everything that we have is on the inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be it from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be it from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brother O often say, he often remind me, because I often reference the fact of my education. And, you know, I have education, but I don't have a degree. And I often reference that. And he oftentimes cut me off and stop me from referencing that. This lady referenced mm-hmm. that today. You know what this lady told me?
Mm-hmm.
She said she went, she lived in the States for most of her life, but when she went to France, she really got free. And
mm-hmm.
she experienced some things. She went through some things in her life, like a lot of us. She went, been on welfare and a lot of things or whatever. But she found
mm-hmm.
herself spiritually and
mm-hmm.
deep spiritually type. Spiritual type thing. She was like, it's not no denominational type, spiritual type, searching soul type, searching.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been reading here lately, like, I've been on a total different journey. I thank God
mm-hmm.
for you guys, because over the last year or so of my life, it's just like, I've been experiencing awakening that I've never experienced in my life before, and it's totally different from me. And it's taken me to a level in my life that I'm experiencing things that I've never experienced before, good things. And you know how sometimes things happen so quickly and so fast, it's just like you can't believe it's happening. It's just like,
yeah.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right now, it's just like, I thank you so much for what you're doing and what you're sharing, because a lot of the things that you're sharing, man, people need to hear this. And I've been saying this on my podcast, across all of my platforms for the last month, and people coming
yeah.
behind me saying the same thing. And it's crazy, because it's like we in a trance. It's like
yeah.
we stuck and we in a trance, and it's like we will not grasp what it is that we need to grasp, because people
mm-hmm.
are putting it out here. You, Hooney, some more people putting it out here. I mean, it's smacking us in our face left and right from side to side, and people not getting it. And I'm not understanding, and it's like it's frustrating me, but I can't get frustrated because I can't control nobody. You know what I'm saying? All I can do is worry
mm-hmm.
about me right now.
Mm-hmm.
But keep doing what you're doing because people need to hear this. Like, man, this archive needs to be played over and over again. People need to share it. They need to get this message out because it needs to be shared. Man, this is like, I'm over here like, for real, because I literally just seen this stuff today on videos, and then you talk about the money. Man, I just heard today, like, every time America print money over there to people in Dubai, our money ain't worth nothing, pretty much, for real.
Yeah.
For real. Yeah. I just heard that today. They was talking about cryptocurrency. They was talking about Bitcoins. And then you talk about Africa. Oh my God, that's a whole. This is man. I wish we could just talk, like literally, like today. And if I could just show you this video, because man, and these people having conferences, but ain't nobody like us on these conferences. Do you hear me? Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody like us on these conferences, but they just having conferences and they talking about billions of dollars in hedge fund this and hedge fund that. That's all you hear. Yeah, I don't believe people mean for me to hear these. I don't believe they mean to share this with me, because like I'm hearing stuff that I probably don't need to be hearing, like for real.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, and then they talking about space stuff like the space machine. Just man, come on, like for real. I might not even need to be talking on air right now, for real, because like I've been seeing some stuff that like been blowing my mind, like literally. Like, literally been blowing my mind. Like, this machine that they talking about can transport people from Dubai to whatever the next country is in, like, minutes and, like, quickly. Like, I literally just saw this on the conference that I was on 2 Fridays ago, and then they had it on the news where I am in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Like, they just talked about this. And these people that did the conference had something to do with that. And then they was talking about space, what is it? The commercial side of like NASA, it's the commercial side of SpaceX or space whatever it is. Man, these people got something to do with that. They got something to do with that. These people that was over the conference that I was in.
Of course,
man. Like for real. Like I'm hearing like all this stuff that these people doing. Like they getting billions of dollars to. Go to, man, like, it's in no time here shortly, man, in no time, people going to be able to go to outer space, like, going to, like, me going to Atlanta from Myrtle Beach, 6 hours. They're going to be able to go to outer space just like that, 6 hours. They can go and come back if they want to. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's going to be like in no time, because that's how much money these people are putting into it. I got to go.
Yes.
It's that.
Thank you. But I'm telling you, really dropping some knowledge, though, for real.
All right. Thank you, dear. And
yes, ma'am. I'm going
to
go.
Oh, okay. You want to tell us about your show?
Okay.
All right.
Actually, I will. I can. So
okay.
I will be on Wednesday. This Wednesday, 9:30 p.m., my show is Walk in Purpose with Angela. Please tune in.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, dear. Please tune in to my sister's show, okay? All right, thank you, my dear. This is one reason why you have to know what's around you and your environment. You know, a lot of things has been hidden, and that's one reason why I wanted to do the show, to show you. Because they make us look crazy. They make you attack us. They make you do their dirty work to stop us from speaking to you and telling you the facts that is going on while you're being deceived. They don't want this. And like I said, it's over 70 things of these things. Like she was talking about all the things that's going on. They built robots. There are robots that look like cows that carry equipment for the military. They building shells for the military to wear. Robots. They building snake-like robots. They building robots that crawl against the water. Did you know these things? There are things that are being done, but they want you to look at the election. They want you to look at the things that they put before you. You know, they don't want you to look at anything else. They're controlling your minds. It's time for you to search for information, and it's time for you to stop being deceived by their manipulation. This disease was really put out here. And if you take a look, Trump came on TV and said he gave $2 billion or $2 trillion to the military. And then 60 Minutes come on and tell you they got possibly a vaccine coming. But look who's going to be transporting the vaccine, the military. You got to read between the lines of what's being done to you, your children, and the people on this planet. You are not separate. You got to come together in thought. Okay. All right, I don't know how long I got, but I'm going to try to give you at least three more.
Listen, Bessie, you got all the time in the world. I paid for it. Don't worry about it. Caller number four, you're on the line right now with Sister Bessie and the Front Porch right here at O&D Dynasty. We're going to go on until we finish. How about that?
All right, dear. All right, brother. Hey, peace and blessings.
Hey, Sister Bessie.
Hi, Cherise. How are you, my girl?
I am wonderful. I am enjoying your show. You are so on point. Your information is valid 100%. It was something that you said about how they are created an illusion to make us think that we're different because of the color of our skin. When I was in the fifth grade, I think it was, fifth or sixth grade, I was taught that everyone has the same three colors in their, you know, in their system, in their skin. It's melanin, keratin, and keratin. Those are the three colors. The darker complected person has the more melanin in it, but we are all the same. We're just different shades of the same color. That's it.
Yeah.
So it is an illusion. It is an illusion because at the end of the day, we are the same. Our hair is keratin. You know, some textures is different than others. But Sister Bessie, I am 100% enjoying this show, and I'm glad that you have, that you are brave to come out with this knowledge. Because some of this knowledge that you're giving is like college, master's, doctorate information.
Oh, that's a great compliment to me because I never went to college.
Right, you don't need to. All you got to do is just read because it's out there.
Yes.
And I'm loving the show. Thank you, Sister Bessie.
Thank you, Sister. Tell us about your show. Brothers and sisters out there, this is another host, Christine. Would you please tell us your time?
No, Bessie, it's not Christine,
it's
Cherise.
I'm sorry, I get a little nervous now, so.
No, Sister Bessie, I completely understand. It's a C, that's all, begin with a C, C-H. But my name is Cherise Lee. The name of my show is the Cherise Lee Program, and I deal with issues in regards to domestic violence. And what my purpose of my show, my calling, is to encourage people to walk away from what no longer, you know, makes them smile or what no longer makes them feel happy. Because abuse you should not accept because that is not the purpose of you coming to this realm of existence. Thank you, Sister Bessie, and I love you.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you, too. Okay, I'm going to continue. Okay. We shall use our media to control the flow of information and their sentiment in our favor. Oh, that's really manipulation there. They will control the information to their sentiment, not what you think you, not what you think that you reveal in your mind to think of it. So they sway you to their side, to only see their point of view. Number 51, when they shall rise up against us, we will crush them like the insects, and they will know that they are less than equal to us. Oh, man, they look at you like insects. Insects. They also look at us as just pure animals in a zoo. This is how they feel about you, the ones that are in control of this planet. Stand that. When you see them get on TV and talk to you, lying out both sides of their faces, when they put a virus out here to kill people, and then they're going to bring you a vaccine which will kill more people, because Bill Gates says 700,000 going to die. When he says 700,000, it might be a million going to die. Will they tell us what's in the vaccines? Will they tell us what the nanotechnology with a chip is in the vaccines? Will they tell us that? No, they're going to say roll up your sleeve and take the vaccine. I'll send the army in to make sure you take it. Number 52, they will be helpless to do anything, for they will have no weapons. Oh, wow. Haven't they been talking about this for a long time, about taking your weapons? What happened in Germany with the Jews? Didn't they take all their weapons? They took all the weapons. They could not fight back. So they could maneuver them and just kill them when they wanted to. They took all the weapons. Look at the stories where they took all the weapons from different countries and went in and killed the people. Let me repeat that again. They will be helpless to do anything, for they will have no weapons. Caller number 5, peace and blessings to you. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, how you doing, Mother, Sister Betsy? How you doing?
Hey, brother, how are you?
You know, Mother, Sister Betsy, you make Magic Man want to get down and scream at James Brown sometimes, you know. I appreciate your delivery, and I definitely appreciate your delivery, you know. But the devil is a lie, and I normally don't say this, but I rebuke that in the name of dear Jesus. You understand? I always said that we got something that a lot of them don't have. And no, we're not equal, because some people have souls, some people don't. Some people are human beings and other people are living beings. There's a difference. But the main thing is, man and mankind has weapons. Yes, that's true. They specialize in weapons. Yes, that's true.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the faith that we once had in ourselves and each other, the soul that we have, a lot of us still have it if they haven't sold it or had it extracted or just simply gave it away, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of power that we have direct access to a weapon or weapons that's unearthly. Being able to look at the past, being able to be present in the here and now, and to be able to anticipate and be like 9 steps ahead of what our enemy
is planning on thinking or doing with their actions. That's what soul does for you. And I can't stress enough that I'm getting ready to close out a three-part series about taking our soul back. Coming up next week, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Name of my show is We Will Aware You. I am the Master Sound Therapist, Master Sound Healer, and the Grand Architect of the Universe. If I end this three-part series with Let Us Rewrite Our Own Stories. The power of the pen and controlling our dividends. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Brother Hooney. Thank you so much. Okay. We will continue. And this is the last two, 53. I told you it was 70 of these. I didn't write all of them. You know, so possibly I may say the last ones on my next show. Okay, we will recruit some of their own to carry out plans. We will promise them eternal life. But eternal life, they will never have. Oh, sucky now. They will promise eternal life to some people. You know, I can't say the word on air, but there's a group of people like in the music industry that is joining a certain secret society. And they, you know, they probably promised them eternal life, but they don't know. They ain't getting it. They just telling you that so you can do what they want you to do to destroy the masses' minds. But right here it said, we will recruit some of their own to carry out plans. We will promise them eternal life. But eternal life, they will never have. You sold your soul to destroy innocent people. You sold your soul for that money. You sold yourself so you can have a rich house and a rich car. You sold your soul, and they promised you all this stuff. Now you know you ain't getting it. They promised you, you know, that you'll have eternal life. Well, they say you ain't getting it, bro. The last one, 54, the recruits will be called initiates and will be indoctrinated to believe that if they follow the rites of passage to the higher realm, these groups will think they are part of us, but they won't know they will never be accepted as us. I hope you heard that. You joined them, but you will not be accepted ever as one of them. They're going to play it off that you will be accepted as one of them, but you will never be. All right, brothers and sisters.
Well, first of all, you heard the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting nominee, Sister Bessie the Truther. And I got to say this as a producer. I'm so proud of the archives, and we're going to bring our callers in momentarily. Sister Bessie has been targeted since she's been here since 2018. And this year, something happened that was very, very egregious. And sometimes I wonder if the same thing might have happened to Jeffrey Sanders. Because when you speak the truth and you do your thing, you know, you can't be no punk now. You know, you got to, you know, stand on what you say and stand on what you mean. You know, Sister Bessie, to the rest of the world, you know, the reason why she's not here tonight, she's recovering because she was poisoned, you know, in the dwelling where she was staying at. And they've been trying to get at Sister Bessie for a long time, and it didn't work. Sister Bessie's still convalescing. She'll be back when it's deemed necessary for you guys to know when she comes back. But we want to make sure that she's healthy. When you tell the truth and shame the devil, the proverbial, you're doing something for the Creator that he's given you, and that is to be outspoken when necessary, to be a teacher when it's palatable, and always, always put your right foot in front of your left and walk on. We'll bring some callers now in this outstanding original BevNet classic. Caller, I'm going to bring you on. You know, once you hit unmute, start speaking. Caller, you're right now live and direct with the original BevNet classic.
Hello, this is Mr. Automatic Charismatic. How y'all doing?
Mr. Larry Shepherd. Now, this is a classic, so you get a chance to hear our wonderful archives going back to November 13th of 2020 and a very tumultuous year that was, and you heard Sister Bessie give those truths. How you feel tonight, AC?
I feel good, man. She dropping jewels. I mean, you know what? When you drop knowledge, you become dangerous. You become dangerous to people that don't want the knowledge out. And I appreciate, the front porch,
That's it. We appreciate you, man, because, all the things you've done and continue to do for us on a constant basis. One thing that they can't do, they can't stop the, can't stop the body rot. And I always said that, me and you always talked about that, building dynasty. This man here is, a great influence in my life because, he helped me build this network through technologies that have not been overcome by many different networks. It was Larry Shepherd who was my first web designer. And the millions that we garner is because I listened to him. He's the architect of what we do here at WBNN. And I'm always forever grateful to Larry Shepherd, the genius.
Thank you. You also, you gave me that nickname, Mike. I'm the one, the first time you gave me a nickname, Mike Tyson.
Well, that's how you come off, man. That's how you come off of your poetry, man. You know what I mean? I wish I could get a chance to have you do something tonight, but I got some callers. But just hearing your voice tonight, man, shows the legacy. People who don't know, going way back to Miss Tia's Queen and the great show on Damon Network, The Sauce of Louisville Poetry Hour, with our Wonder Twin, the great Andrea Presley. And those nights, you were here when our, reacquired Beverly Nation and all those things. It's important, man. So I appreciate you, man, coming on here, man, and just blessing us, man, because I know you travel many different networks and you chose, Beverly Nation tonight. So we appreciate you, man. I love you. Nothing you can do about it.
Thank you. I watch you grow. I watch you grow, and I think that you grow into something just incredible. Watch Sister Betsy grow and always have something great, as far as knowledge is concerned. So,
all right.
I'm just taking all this knowledge, and I'm enjoying what I'm hearing. Sometimes it's not what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you need to hear.
Yeah, that's why I chose this archive, AC. And I want to thank you so much for calling in, man, and continue to listen, man.
Indeed.
We'll bring in our next caller. And, everybody been waiting so patiently, through this outstanding archive. That's why I chose it. Because, Sister Bessie's ministry still lives on. And we're going to play her show until she comes back on live. Caller 2, you're live with the original BevNet Classic. Caller, you there? Okay, there you are. All right, Ava Holly, how you doing?
Hi, how are you? Sorry, I didn't hear the unmuted. Sometimes that happens. My phone's a little off tonight. How are you?
It's all right. Hey, we play an archive.
Yeah, I know. It was really, really great. That was about just about a year before I became a host. So it was very interesting to hear it. And I got to send some heartfelt thoughts out to Jeffrey Sanders and to Sister Bessie. I didn't know she was going through something as well. So,
I wanted to mention it worldwide tonight because I think it's important because of this archive and all the things that she's done since 2018. Yeah. And a lot of things that she said, people didn't listen. And all the things she said came to fruition, Ava.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know what I say? with great power comes great responsibility. And that can be taken on both sides, you know, and see where that is lacking and see where it is not lacking. And I think Sister Bessie is a guiding light for this network. So I hope she's listening, and my thoughts go out to her and healing vibes to both of them. And great show tonight, Brother O, as always.
Thank you, Ava. We really appreciate you, man. And, you know, what is your next show?
Next show is July 5th, right after the big holiday weekend. So tune in Wednesday, July 5th, 9:30 at the Storied Network for the casual chat.
All right, now.
All right.
This is Storied. And you see, thank you. You see through the archive how storied it is. You know, Ava, it's amazing, you know, all through what we've been doing all these years. You know, we can never play all the archives. It's impossible. So we want to thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go to our next caller and being so patient. Caller, you're live right now with the original BevNet Classic. Oh, before I go there, I want to send a shout-out to a young lady that really has supported us on a constant basis. And her name is Thomasina. And, Thomasina, we thank you for calling in from Joliet, Illinois. Means a lot to me. All right, caller, you're live right now.
Hello. Hello, Brother O. Let me tell you. Sister Bessie the Truther, that is definitely her name. She spoke a lot of truth. And it's funny, as she's reading this list, I kid you not, it's been about, I would say at least 10 or 15 years ago, I stumbled across this website online that had a lot of things that she was reading, and I could not find it. I bookmarked it to go back and read it, and I couldn't find it. I don't know if it got deleted or what. But
right.
I want to share an experience that I had yesterday that falls in line with this show. So yesterday I was at a store, and I got rang up for things that I didn't even purchase. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. I didn't, like, you're ringing me up for too much stuff. So they're like, everything you have, you know, is what you purchased. I'm like, no, it's not. So they took it off, and then they charged me for a cup. Now, I never buy things to drink because I don't drink soda in certain places. I don't drink soda. I only drink, like, iced tea, lemonade, water, and juice. That's it. Now, as they gave me the cup, I decided to go over. I never buy fountain drinks, to go see what they had. And it was nothing but soda. But what I did notice was I'm allergic to red dye, so I have to stay away from anything red if I can't read the ingredients. So
Correct. Red
number 40 is terrible for you. And what I did notice is in this neighborhood, every single drink that was not soda was a red beverage. It was berries.
Wow.
Even the vitamin water was in it. And I was like, you know what? I started thinking, in the neighborhoods where there might be, like, low-income people or just, you know, certain neighborhoods where you're at, depending on the median income or anything like that, I wonder, and I've had this thought for a long time, the type of foods that they put out, even in the convenience stores, the Doritos, the Cheetos, and all the unhealthy combinations that they have, like specials with cheesesteaks and this and the soda. And then you go to the higher-income neighborhoods, it's totally different. So I think people need to realize, stop giving your kids all these Doritos and this Hawaiian punch. You're poisoning your kids if you don't realize it. If you eat Cheetos and it sticks to your finger, what do you think it's doing inside of your stomach? What do you think it's doing to your children? Like, do you ever think about this? I used to drink Hawaiian punch. I'm going to tell you, if I take a red beverage and I drink it, I get the worst pain that I ever felt in my stomach. I know that's not for everybody else, but that stuff is no good. Talking about how the food is poisoned and the air and all that, that's something we need to pay attention to, because these dyes are banned in other countries, but not the United States. Why?
Why
are they not banned? And I remember someone telling me, I don't know if it was Sweden or these people came to the United States and ate our bread and thought it was cake because it was so sweet.
Yes, that was in Finland. That was just in Scandinavia. You're absolutely right. That was in Finland. Yep. It was called the Oslo Project. Correct.
Yeah, they thought it was cake. And I'm like, imagine, like, we're so used to our American diet that we don't think anything about it. We just think, okay, I'm hungry, let me eat, that's it. But you don't realize what you're putting in your body is actually harmful. Just because you go and you're hungry, you want to eat some Doritos. There's just so many other harmful things. Like, the yellow dye is banned in other countries, too. So it's like we have to be careful with this when we consume it. Even in our water that we buy, even if you buy a bottled water, a lot of that stuff is just it's no good. I do drink bottled water, so I'm not going to say I don't. But we have to be careful what we're buying and where we're buying it. And for me, I believe you got to be careful in what neighborhood you're buying it, because you never know what type of poison that they're putting in anything that you are buying.
You know, it's funny you said that. I got to say this, Tiana, because in the prison system, and, you know, Dr. Chill Jay will tell you this, and it's deep. A lot of the HUDs or the juices that come into the prison, and I've seen it myself, because we used to do prison ministries, that the boxes had crossbones on it, skull and crossbones. And I'm like, what? Mm. And it didn't say poison or danger, but, it, you know, it said it had, you know, like they were feeding, you know, the brothers and sisters in prison, wow. That type of situation. Then I look, something that I talked about back in 2019, you know, like I said, with Story Network, the shampoo. Look at your shampoos, guys. You know, no matter what you wash your hair with. There's something called Cocamide Dia. Yeah, Cocamide Dia. And that is in a lot of the shampoos. And it is something that's a carcinogen. And it goes into your skin. And that's a poison, too. So, and it's something I saw as a kid. Like, what in the world is Cocamide Dia? You know, right. My mom used to wash her hair with Prowl. And, you know, as a kid, you know, I'm always red. So I look at this like, what the hell is Cocamide Dia? And, of course, I didn't know. And so I got older to be able to study, you know, being in the military, being able to study different things. And Cocamide Dia is, you ready for this? 3% of what they use in napalm, what they build for, you know, what they did over there in Vietnam to explosives and, you know. Mm-hmm.
That's terrible. Sodium lauryl sulfate is what, you know, when you get all the bubbles in your soap and your shampoo, it's no good for you. So people don't know when you wash, you have a natural soap and it doesn't bubble, that's actually better for you than it is when a soap that you get all the foaming agent and stuff like that. Sodium lauryl sulfate is very, very bad for you. Look at all your soap.
Yeah, you know that's used in a lot of deodorants, too. And it's funny you said that. Now let's keep it real, because you know you got some callers, and we know we get off at 11:17. We're gonna talk about this. I'm gonna keep you on here, Tiana. We're gonna talk about this right now.
Okay.
Now the alchemy of the American black woman. Okay, it's been changed because you know we were taught by your Eurocentric society that we were ugly, and it still affects you know women of color to this day around the world. Sodium dihydroxide. You know what that is?
Yep. That's a chemical in the perm.
There you go. And not only that, though, how many scalps has it burned? So imagine if it's burning the layer, the dermis of your skin when you're applying it to the top of your scalp.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what it's doing on the inside. Mm-hmm. And this is something that has been found. And it's through research that I discovered this year. Women with the fibroid issues.
Yes.
You know, uterine issues. And the sodium dioxide has caused that type of situation. And it's funny because, you know, I got to say this, you know, I used to talk about my personal life, but I'm bringing this up because it's important. My first wife, you know, used to perm her hair all the time. You know, obviously, they need a bigger cut. I always loved it. You know, you're ignorant to a lot of things. But I noticed that, she was having health problems. So when she stopped, and began to use natural products, you know, took all the conk out of her hair. That's what it is. Just like you said, that all the people used to tease, you know, the men about the conk. Women, you conk in your hair too. Okay? And when you remove that conkaline, that's what it is. You know what I mean? You know, hey, I don't want my hair, you know, unspirited and nappy. Put conkaline in my hair and make it happy. And that's what you're doing to ladies with these relaxers. And so when she stopped doing it, she became healthy. And I was like, growing, you know. She said, hey, I'm like, you know. And I loved it. Because then my son had to be retrained, you know. Like, what's she doing? Why is she? You know, in my mind, right? Because we all learn through our experiences every day. Every day is the teaching. Every day is the classroom. So when I saw, you know, my wife healthier and happy, you know, happy to be nappy, it's great. You know what I mean? They teach us so many different wrong things. So, hey, man, you know, you open up Pandora's box talking to me, you know how I can get down.
You need to be careful about the weaves, too, the dye and the weaves and the lace front, the glue, the eye glue, all of that. Like, if we look around and we just need to open our eyes and look at your sister and see how many of us have lace front wigs, weaves, braids, like, look, what do we become with all the eyelashes? All of that stuff is poisoning us, and it's on purpose. And we're just accepting it. We should be, if we cannot go outside if you wear your weave, don't get me wrong, I've worn weaves before, so I'm not putting down anybody who wears weaves. There's some people who have cancer who need to wear wigs. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the person who cannot face the world without eyelashes.
There you go. Yeah, they're being fake. You know what I mean? I call them cyborgs.
Find beauty in yourself, girl. Find it. Find it. You are beautiful without that. The way you were born, the way you came out of the womb is perfect. You don't need any weave. You don't need any eyelashes. Whoever made you feel like that, forget them. Know that you are beautiful without that. And walk proudly and open your eyes and walk out in the world and know that you are
talk
beautiful.
About it.
Please. Don't point
talk about
yourself
it.
With that stuff. Don't.
You know, change the alchemy. You know, change the alchemy back to, you know, natural, you know, progression. Natural fruition. When's your next show, Tiana?
Mine is June 30th at 9:30 p.m. right here on this wonderful network, WBNN. I love my family. I love all of you. Sister Bessie, my heart goes out to you. Absolutely. I love you, and I love everybody on this network. You know, so you guys are wonderful. And everybody listening, make sure you tune in every day. Every single day except for Saturday, because we do need a day off. There's somebody wonderful on here, just like you heard this wonderful show today.
Outstanding results, man. Tiana Speaks, class of 2023. You know, our rookie class is outstanding. We just had a Battle Network Stars, man. We had our, you know, two rookies going to the Battle Royale. First time ever in the history of the Battle Network Stars. And it was outstanding. Won by, of course, Jerry Petito. And, of course, we go to the call lines again. And caller, you're live right now with the original BevNat Classic, originally aired on November 13th, 2020.
Well, you know, this ain't nobody but nothing but the one and only Mr. Boston from the Boston Chronicles. You know I had to come in and listen to what was going on over here. Everything that was on point, man, woo-wee, goddamn. She put it out
yeah,
there.
Bessie,
but you know the last
Bessie,
time.
Man.
Yeah.
Your sister
Yeah, that's my little sister. But anyway, man, look here. You know, the last time we was on this show, on Sister Bessie's show, you know, Magic Man Haru, he challenged me to remember what he said, the world is a ghetto. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You remember?
Yes,
you
indeed.
Remember he said he wanted to see what I was going to say about that? Well, I'm going to say this about that. Okay.
That's what we've been waiting for. We've been waiting for that, Jeffrey. Go ahead and hit him over the head with it, sir. You know, it's only WBNN.
Okay. The world is a ghetto. The challenge from Magic Man Haru. Time has come to see into a false narrative with the narrator and their creative bullshit. Time to see in real time the world through the eyes of weak. The anger, the labors of our struggles that we live in this ghetto thing imbues us with short-handled spoons through generations. Lost between reality, ignorance, and protected illusion, lost in self-default. Caught in the circles and the oracles of ghetto mentality that we self-brutalize now, we destroy we. The ghetto because we make it so the world is a ghetto. Created in the minds of these black men who lack of education and his story, a false pretense. The world is a ghetto that we keep crafting as belief, lost and turned out as if we relish being plantation slaves made self-evident. The world is a ghetto, trapped in an infusion of illusion, confusion of being disconnected, discombobulated, related to the divergence of our division of whom we are, designed to star growth. To keep us from the middle, keep us in this mental ghetto, stealing our life growth. Too many still sleep deceived to address the world is a ghetto. Pandemics, the world is a ghetto. The wound is with an infection, oozing self-betrayal, still searching for that place that educate you with the 40 acres and a mule that still keeps kicking you back in time in the ass. Our mental ghetto, that same narrative that keep up reminding us the world is a ghetto. Yet only in the mind of the uneducated and sleep, the sheep, the world is a ghetto. Only because the carbon man is still stuck in the illusion that our world is that ghetto. Creeping and creeping and the black man, your world is who you make your world to become. free from self-infused ghetto mentality. The world is a ghetto only if you make it so. And that's Mr. Boston from the Boston Chronicles. In peace.
I love it, man. You know, like I said, you know, Jeffrey, you're one of the, you know, people that are in tune. You know, you're a genius, you know, lyrically, as a master right here at WBNN. The more. You already were a master before, but master the more right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. And I appreciate you, man. And tell us about your show.
Absolutely. Man, my show is coming next month. Man, I think it's the second week of July. And maybe, baby, baby, it's going to be live. Ooh, wait. If y'all want to come and sit down with the mind at work, create it and put together by none other than our producer, the one and only, the world-renowned, the DJ, Brother O'Day. He is the man that keeps me going. He checks on me. He pushes me to go to the next level. He pushes me to my limit. I so appreciate this man to the fullest. Without him, I don't know where I would be on this show. You know what I'm saying? With all of the things that I've been down, up, down, up. I've had to bury my niece yesterday. I was in a two-man beat down, you know, could have lost my eye, got shot in the process, you know, things are just happening, and you know what, I know that everything that's happening is either a lesson or it's trying to stop me from going forward. You cannot stop an alpha wolf from coming through the forest, because I'm going to keep coming, and that's all
right.
I'm going to say.
I heard that, man. That Jeffrey Sanders, man. That Jeffrey Sanders, man. That Jeffrey Sanders, man. I got to bring back on Mr. Automatic Charismatic, because since Jeffrey did, you know, a poet. I don't know if he's there. Now, are you there? A little loud there. You know what? He's on another show, too. So, you know, I respect that. He's on calling to another network. And I love Mr. Jeffrey Sanders. And I love Mr. Larry Shepard. We'll go on now to our next call. And, you know, this person here has been amazing, part of our legend. If you go check to hear his shows since July of last year, late June of last year, and then, you know, the culmination of, you know, five straight all-time connection records, garnering him the Sonny Griffin Award, which is our Rookie of the Year Award, Lenny New Host of the Year, and how he's, you know, carried himself since then. This man is the only person in this storied network's history as a rookie continuous to have 10 all-time connection records from his first show. And I tell you, just like Terrence the Strength, 33 all-time connection record, you know, as a standard of all hosts, for all rookies, that is the standard. You got to break Clara's record. You got to come on from internship and then, you know, and he passed it 2-0. And then 8 more. And then you'd be called grand champion of all new host, the outstanding Clever One.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where they send your tickets in the mail for running lights on Roosevelt Boulevard. What's good?
What's good, man? You know, they talk to us tonight, man. You know, I know how much you love Sister Bessie, you know, America's, you know, next top, you know, old school boot. Like you said, back in November of last year, it was great.
Oh, man, listen, let me tell you.
And how much you really respect Bessie, and how right now we all are sending out, you know, salutations and good wishes for her health. She's doing wonderful. She's not where she needs to be, but I'm telling you, man, she's not where she was, you know, being, you know, in observation for 2.5 days. To try to pump out the poison that was given her, which is sad. And, you know, and you can't keep a good woman down. Go ahead, Cliff.
Yeah, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to Sister Bessie, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? First of all, you know, may light be shined upon her situation, and may all her affairs be rectified, you know what I'm saying? I mean, now, what I'm going to say this, though, you know what I mean? You heard these jewelries that she had. You heard this vault of jewelry. that she was spitting darts on. You know what I'm saying? What I'm going to say to this is it's very important, people. You know what I'm saying? Because these are the things that have been relevant for ages of time. I don't know if y'all remember, but I remember as a child watching G.I. Joe on the cartoons. And they were their enemies were Cobra. And if you go back to these episodes, the representation of Cobra are the same representations of the invasions of the armies of those who was represent these supremacies and these lists of criterias against mankind. I'll say again, against mankind, because people got it fooled thinking it's just black people in America that they against. No, they're against the whole mankind. And again, people, if you don't remember G.I. Joe, damn it, you better go watch a few episodes of that cartoon and know who Cobra Commander and Destro and all them cats is. You hear me? With the masks on. With the masks on. Yes. So now, like I said, these poisons and things. So what I said is, you know, people, listen to this woman. Where we don't just listen to her and give her trophies, give her flowers, give her Six Flags and all that, and don't take the heed to the information in which she's laying on us. All that other stuff is cool. But what's more important is understand with the jewelry that she dropping, either you going to rock it around your neck or let that thing shine on your dresser. Every time you get up, you see it in the mirror. You got your mirror on there, your jewelry down there, and all that, and probably five cans of Pepsi, Snapple, and a spring water that you only took five sips of on the dresser next to the jewelry. You know what I'm saying? Oh,
listen, man, you said something about Destro and Cobra. Let's go down to the deep. That was an international organization. You never saw so-called America go against one country. They went against whatever that being was, and it was international. And that's what people, you know, they didn't get it, man. You know, Cobra was the force.
They are the representation of the people we are talking about this evening on this archive show here. They're the subliminal representation of that, where, again, through the medias, through the frequencies, through the televisions, through the cartoons, through the movies, through the all the episodes of frequency that goes on, they've been telling you. But people too busy being entertained by all these things. Just like all the cute subliminal shit, that they show on the Super Bowl when they show all those commercials. Pick on their subliminals, you know what I'm saying, when you're really paying attention to it. But they've been telling you the truth about things for all these different ages of time. Just like when the Jetsons came on, they revealed that we was going to be on iPhones. And the Teslas will have wings. Yes.
You know, it's crazy
they've been revealed that this technology was in existence back then. So anything they revealed to us.
I got to go there because, you know, you said that, Rook, I got to go there. 1963, the Jetsons, right? And at that time, it was on black and white. Hanna-Barbera production, right? William Hanna, Joseph Barbera. Okay. Yeah. Now, of course, you know, like Sister Bessie talked about programming. That's why it's called a TV program. Isn't that crazy? That's so elementary. You're watching a program. Right then, that's disrespectful. It's just like teachers saying, I don't care what I be saying, all know you'd be buying. The most disrespectful bar in the history of hip hop. But my point is that in 1963, they showed you the blueprint of what the Teslas would be. You know, the Buck Rogers coming to life. You know, which was the computer. You know, or the transistor. Even though the transistor didn't have a face you can watch it, but the transistor was, of course, cell phone. And then, of course, you know, the Zoom. Ain't that crazy? When you call Mr. Spacely, the Zoom was the computer. And they had Teladoc, which right now, since 2019, we've been using Teladoc. That's 1963, man. You talk about the Jetsons, man, you know, I can open up a can of a whoop-ass on a lot of folk out here that don't even understand and don't even get it. Like you said, subliminal. You know, Sister Bessie talked about the cartoons. You know, kids are watching cartoons that are adult. They know what they're doing on Fox. You know what I'm saying? The Simpsons, and you know, and they were always prophetic. You know, prophetic. Yeah, I said prophetic anyway. I meant what I said. And then, you know, you got the Family Guys and all that, the foolishness. I'm going to let you go ahead and finish out, man, because, and anybody else want to speak, you know, right before, because I know it's 11:11.
Looney Tunes been doing it. Looney Tunes been doing it. Every episode of Looney Tunes, whether it's Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Elmer Fudd, Porky the Pig, whoever it is, every last single episode is a subliminal if you pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm. So
that's where all I wanted to stab in there, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sister Bessie again, you know what I'm saying? May everything work out well for you. You know what I mean? You're a wonderful woman out here, and of course, you influence us all with your jewelry and your knowledge. You know what I'm saying? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where they got grills outside of Home Depot for free this summer. Check your satellites.
And there you go. You know what I mean? Clever One. And, of course, now we get a chance to talk to the fifth reigning commissioner. Now, I let you know right then and there the history of this network. We have five people that decided to provost and, you know, challenge, you know, the way the network should be, you know, with the help of the producer. The 2022 Anna Waddell Award winner. The 2021 Sonya Griffin Award winner. That is Host of the Year and Linear New Host of the Year. The Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Hey, hey, everybody. How y'all doing tonight? I had to chime in. I was sitting listening. And then I had to press one because you, like, mentioned my birth year, like, three times, 1963. That's my birth year.
That's the birth year of my first wife. Come on, nigga.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
But with my child.
And,
my
birthday's August the 12th. It's coming up, y'all, soon. But, yes, Sister Bessie's awesome. I love you, Sister Bessie. I hope you're listening tonight. And, you know, she is Sister Bessie, the truther, okay, because she speaks the truth. And we know when we're out here speaking truths and truth to power that the enemy will try to attack. And so that is what the enemy has tried to do to Sister Bessie, has tried to attack Sister Bessie. And I remember, I guess it was the beginning of this month, when I talked to Sister Bessie, and on that night, that day, when she was going to come on and talk about the issues of the black man, and she told me about what happened, and now for it to be 3 weeks later, or almost 4 weeks later, and wow, and she's still dealing with this, so everybody just, you know, pray. We need some prayer warriors, and, you know, Sister Bessie, she's going to be fine. She's a fighter.
You gotta believe it.
She's a warrior, she's a soldier, and she's going to be fine, and she's going to come back stronger than ever. And so we just bind the works of the enemy right now in the mighty precious name of Jesus. You know, Satan, you have no rule, you have no power, and you will not conquer at all. And you may think you won, but you have not. So we're giving you notice, Satan, right now.
Go ahead now. But,
you know, your time is up, Satan, okay? And so, but everybody, you know, we love Sister Bessie, and she's going to continue to speak the truth. And, you know, that's the first thing that we want to try to attack people's voices and, you know, to try to muzzle them. But it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You will never muzzle any of our WBNN hosts with your tactics and with your tricks. So, Sister Bessie, you're going to be okay. You're going to be all right. And I love what Clever One of y'all was talking about because, you know, I remember all those shows when I was coming up and everything that was in those shows, the Jetsons, Get Smart, all that stuff is here. It was around back then, but they just didn't let us see it out here in the real life. But it was always here. And everything that we have today, guess what? Who would have thought we would have these cell phones and all this stuff? A cell phone, a little cell phone that can do everything. That's just crazy. And all kinds of stuff we're doing now. We're going to the moon. We're going to have flying cars and all kinds of other stuff. So, hey, It's a crazy world, y'all. But anyway, let me go. Tune in Sunday, y'all, for News Forum. Guess what? Muti Osaburu, who y'all have heard on News Forum so many times with my interviews with him, who was wrongfully incarcerated for 42 years now. Guess what? He is a free man today.
Yes.
So he's going to be on the show.
Yes.
Yes, he
outstanding.
Is.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Our first wrongfully incarcerated person that we've been advocating for is free. Yes.
Outstanding results.
So it's going to be
results.
An awesome show, y'all. I cannot wait. The day was so exciting.
Ooh,
I can't wait
wow,
to hear it
wow.
on Sunday.
Wow.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. And this has been a great year. And I'm glad to have you on if I go into and go see time for all the folks. And, you know, I got some callers that called in. If you want to press one, you know, we get you on before 11:30. I promise, because, you know, my last word would be my last word. But just for, press one. We see. You know, Dr. J, this has been a great year for all of us at WBN.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I traveled to New York in August, right around your birthday, you know, the greatest thing, now we will have two doctors on the network. You know, I'll get my honorary doctorate from Colgate University. I cannot wait. What a time.
All right.
And then after that, man, everybody's going to be calling me Dr. Oladele Ngozi. So
uh-oh,
I cannot wait.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean? So it's amazing because, of course, you know, in my field, I could never get, you know, a doctorate in, of course, communications and journalism. But I'm glad that a Division I school, decide, you know, not no small college, Division I school decided to, you know, to bless me. And, you know, when we get on News Forum in September, man, we talk going from one doctor to another. How about that?
All right. All right. That is so awesome, Brother O. Congratulations.
Yes, indeed.
Congratulations.
So I can't wait. And, you know, the great work of our commissioner. There's a lot of talk saying, well, how long is Dr. Chinchilla Jay going to be commissioner until we find someone that's worthy to replace him? and right now we have one person, but, you know, right now family life has happened. I'm going to leave that alone, right? You know, growing up the family life, right? But
yeah.
So if you want to know what that is, and then listen to the shows, you'll find that out. But, you know, Dr. J has done great, great work with this network, you know, separating the wheat from the tares. You know, early part of the year, everybody knew that some people are not here anymore because they didn't follow instructions. And sometimes when it comes down to doing what we do, the people who support are the people that are still here. Let me say that one more time, Dr. J, so they didn't hear me around the world. The people who support it are the hosts that are still here. You can take that how you want, and I don't care how you take it. If you were supporters of the ones that didn't support, then okay, we're going to grow in spite of you too. So congratulations, you know, to my man of Saberu. That is amazing. I mean, to hear that it just warms my heart to my soul, to the bottom of my feet, and cold drink of water, pure water if you can find a well. Thank you so much, Dr. J. And I love you, man. And ain't nothing you can do about it.
Those videos.
I saw it on my page.
Well, my Facebook page, y'all can check out some of these videos. Oh, my God.
Chinchilla Jonicia, y'all. Chinchilla Jonicia. That's what you got going, too.
Yes.
Chinchilla Jonicia. So I just want to thank our reigning commissioner, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J, also known as Jonicia. If you want to go on Facebook, News Forum is, you know, she took over an outstanding brand franchise that I hosted. February 5th of 2013 until September 20th of 2013. And it's funny because the next person that came on, because I had to decrease so the network could increase, the person I hired in that spot at that time was the great Darlene Lawrence and Righteous Consciousness. And, of course, you know, Chinchilla was obedient to what I asked her to do. Become an anchor, and what she does every week, also sacrificing her time for the Battle Network Stars. And so it's a lot, and we appreciate her nonetheless. Tomorrow night, I ain't doing nothing. But we'll be back on Sunday with News Forum with Dr. Chinchilla J right here on the standard, right? 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on the one and only Beverly Nation since 2013 established. WNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on the wonderful Pinterest with a wonderful Google. You can find us there. Instagram and Twitter. And Ngozi _ time on the Deli Malay or Ngozi on Facebook. Any comments, suggestions for our wonderful program tonight? olaydaylay.ngoziomai@gmail.com. I am, and I know Huni Bakatun is telling me, go ahead and do it. Huni, I can't stand you. I don't want to do this, but I'll do it because of you. The 2018 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Disc Jockey and Shrining. The 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Producing and Shrining. The 2022 International Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever in Broadcasting. What the hell with all that? Because I'm going to tell you something right now. Titles. You can take my titles without my anointing. And you can't never get that because I'm greater than what you said I was. I am since February 4th, 2013. What I said I am, go tell your grandmom to go to bed. Because their children is one I represent. I'm your mother and father's favorite producer. Ola Dudley Malaywa and Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. We are the one and only Beverly Nation. Going all the way back to Dar Henderson in the first show, and it's archived tonight by Sister Bessie. Man, let me tell you something. If you don't know by now, you'll never, never know us. Man, go to bed, man. I'm out.